Welcome to Morning Prayer, produced 5 days a week by the Diocese of Worcester in collaboration with WTAG. I'm David Evans, your host this week from Second Church of Christ Scientist, Worcester. When I was a little kid, I'd often hear a Christmas song that started with the line, "It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go." I don't hear that song much anymore, but it's December, and it sure is looking a lot like Christmas. Houses are decorated, Christmas trees are visible through windows, and stores are full of merchandise and of people looking for just the right gift for everyone on their list. Christmas isn't about decorations and consumerism, of course, but as long as they don't get out of hand, they can be indicative of what the season is all about. God's goodness breaking into human lives and making things better. Such goodness is something everyone can enjoy and appreciate, and we sure wouldn't mind if it came more than once a year. But is seeing divine goodness in our lives a once-a-year event? No, it isn't, or at least it doesn't have to be. God's goodness isn't limited, so we should be able to see it a lot, even daily, hourly, or moment by moment. But how do we do that? Is there anything we can do to experience God's goodness often? And not just for ourselves, but for others too. Yes, there are things we can do. The Bible has lots of ideas about how to make divine goodness a constant feature of our lives. We're going to look at just a few of them this week on Morning Prayer. So may we all find that it's looking a lot like Christmas all year round. Amen.